Detta är kassett 4, sida nummer 1, och det är fortsättning med Einar Karlsson, Davenport, Iowa. Kassett 4, sida 1. Och det är idag den 17 januari 1986.
And you know, in 45, or later part of 45, you know, I told her, but mine, oh, she said, I'd sure like to go with you. Well, I told her, I said, we couldn't go single. I said, we, you know. Well, she said, let's go and get married.
Your wife then has no Swedish relation at all, then?
No.
German and Norwegian?
And Norwegian, yes. Her mother came, her mother's family eventually ended up, all of them here, because the father died when grandma was 3 years old. And there was two sisters, I think, in this country already. They came as young girls, and they eventually took the whole family over, you know.
So you had no figuring of being a farmer, for instance, or taking over the farm after your father in Sweden, or?
No, I don't think so.
You had no appetite for that?
No.
And in this country, you didn't look for a farm either?
No, I didn't. Well, I come in and you know, they don't pay that much on a farm. So I had no desire to go out on a farm, although I always liked farm work.
I mean, to try to rent one? And
no.
You didn't?
Well, that takes a lot of money too, you know. And I had, when the Depression came on there in 1930, I had, maybe $500 to $1,000 saved up, I guess. I don't remember how much. But then, I had a friend, you know, I fed him for 3 years. And so by the time...
Yeah, who was this Frank now?
This friend?
There was friend.
No.
He was a Swede?
Yes, yeah.
No job?
No job, no, he had no intention of getting one. And
Why did he hang on you then?
Well, we were neighbors over in the old country, you know.
Oh, I see, so he was close.
Yes, in fact, I helped him and his brother over here, you know. Yeah.
So he turned a little bit sour then?
Yeah, sour is right. But, heck.
So he was living in Moline?
Yes, yeah.
Did he get a job after a while? Or?
Well, he finally got on the Arsenal. He worked there for many years, you know. But I shouldn't say that, but he drank quite a bit, you know. You know how that goes.
Yeah, how was the prohibition? You never had any problem with drinking, or you?
No, I never touched a drop.
You drank with best of the people, Mr.
Yeah, that's
Mr.
right.
Mr. French and Mr.
Wyman. From the time I came here until I started to work for Mr. French, I don't think I had 5 drinks. That boost here, I couldn't stand it. Well,
was there a lot of drinking during the prohibition that was apparent, you could see? Or was there less drinking, you think, during the prohibition than after?
Oh, I don't know. You know, that funny. It's just like that all this dope they sell now, if they want it, they can get it somewhere. I remember one time, there was two fellows working in a foundry up there, and they were going somewhere, and I think it was on a Saturday, we quit at noon in the foundry, and they were going, there was some Belgians where they bought hoots from, you know, and they wanted me to go along, you know. Eric had a car, so I guess I was going to ride with them home, and we went someplace, and they served a drink. Holy mackerel. I told Eric, I said, never again. So I don't think I took a drink until when I came with French.
It was strong stuff.
Oh man, I was like...
It was not refined enough then, in other words.
No, Well, I guess some of them had it a little better, you know, but that's the only time I ever remember.
Did anybody get caught doing this, or was it...
I think they did, yes. But some of them, I know there was a place down, Mrs. Mossman down in... on 7th Avenue in Moline. I know for years and years and years people went there and bought hoots, you know. I don't know what she got. I don't think she made it. She must have bought it, but I guess nobody bought it, you know, so I don't know.
The lodges? No, there was no drinking going on. There was just dancing.
Well, I wouldn't say that. There was, I think, once in a while down at that Swedish lodge, and when I signed up for Svitjod. They were located in Rock Island. And I think once in a while they had a drink down there. I never was in with that.
Yeah, the Svitjod Lodge now, they have a bar up on the second floor where they...
Yes, yeah.
6th Avenue.
Yes, yeah.
Do you still belong to that lodge?
Oh, sure. Oh. I was up there not so long ago. I forget what they had. They had a sort of a smorgasbord there, and they wanted me to come and play bingo here the 15th. When is that? Tomorrow? What is today?
No, the 16th.
No, that's past. That's past. I don't go anyway. So, but they always write me, you know. But I was down there for a meeting and a smorgasbord not so long ago. I don't know. It's.
So, when you come together now at the large meetings, Odd Fellows, Vasa, and Svitjod, you meet the old friends, they have, most of them have gone through the same years as you have.
Most
How do you compare the times then? Do you think you could have done it differently or wouldn't have done it differently if you do it all?
Well, I suppose financially, that would be the only way you would look back. Maybe a person could have done a little bit better, I don't know.
Did you invest in stocks now, like Mr. French had?
No, I didn't have anything to invest.
You were afraid to lose what you
had. Well, that's it. Just like Mr. Evans told me to buy deer stock, I had probably between 200 and 300. I could have bought probably 20, 40 shares or something like that. I was scared to do it.
But then you've been a wealthy man today.
They went from... He said $5, but I don't think you could have bought it. Maybe you could have bought it, say, for $6 or $7 a share. And they went in not two, maybe a couple of years, they went up to $40. Well, of course, a little money I have on the mountain to nothing anyway, but...
Did the Swedes play on the stock market?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't. Maybe a few, but no, I don't think so.
Because they were afraid to lose.
Yeah, that's it, you know. Now, I don't know if there was anybody that worked like with John Deere, if there, maybe some of them did, but not that I know of.
So, like the unions now, they didn't tell you to invest also?
No.
Encourage you to do it?
No.
They stayed all of that?
No. You know, it's funny. You
didn't buy any stocks, for instance, in Eagle Single?
No, the only thing I had done, anything a month, anything, I bought a couple of certificates of deposit in the Davenport Bank. And now, of course, they're down too, you know. They don't pay so good. But that one time, you know, they paid 15%. But now they're down to about 8, I think, or something like that. This guy that called me the other day, and I know he's a fake, he said that they could invest if I had anything for 11%. And I don't think so. I won't have anything to do with them anyway.
So they try all the time to...
Oh, well, you see in the paper once in a while how they tell people to go, old people to go and take out the money and... They're slickers, them guys, you know. You know, kids me. I don't have that much anyway.
When you married now, where did you marry? In the Swedish Lutheran Church? Or?
No, there's St. Mark's Church down on the West End, you know. I had been going down there, although I was not a member when we got married. But we got married down there and we signed up right away for membership there, you know. Down at St. Mark's.
Is that a German background church?
Well, I would say it, sort of, yes, but no, because it's all mixed, you know. Just for instance, you know, the first minister they had down there, his name was Kitchendanger. Well, that's a German. So it's a German-American, you know, a lot of Germans. Even when we first signed up down there, Anne, of course, she was born and raised up here by Northwest Turners, you know, in that neighborhood, so she knew a lot of people, you know.
She didn't belong to any German organization?
I don't think so. No, she did belong to some Lutheran church up there. I don't know what it was. And she went to Sunday school in this church up there on Washington Street, you know, when she was a youngster. But so far as belongs, I don't know if her brother did belong to Turner's. I think he probably did. I don't know if he's still a member or not, but I know he used to go there and tend bar for them at times years ago. I don't think he do it anymore. He's retired now. He, like me, is.
What happened though when you married your wife here? She brought in Norwegian and German customs and you had your Swedish.
Well, we didn't have any trouble in that respect because I don't know how to explain that, you know, Grandma was living with us here. And if we had any parties or anything, and the people in the house, they were all on their side because I didn't have anybody here, you know.
Grandma, that was?
Aunt's mother.
Well, I see, on the German side.
And you come in here, you know, and we had a dinner or something, and they both were good cooks, you know. And all you heard was the German language.
Well, they spoke German?
Oh, yeah. Ain't could understand, you know. There was two brothers and there were seven sisters, mind you. And we had a house full of times here, I tell you. Had a good time. And I know them. One of the aunt's uncle, I know him long time before I met them, you know, through there. We used to have a soccer ball team. And that's how I got acquainted with Bill, you know. And
you were playing soccer too?
Well, I never did belong. I practiced with them, but I...
On this side?
Yes.
In Davenport?
Yes. Well, also in Moline when
the
I...
The Swedish Athletic?
Yes.
So you know Nils Karlsson and Gus Magnusson then?
Oh, sure.
Gus Wick?
Yes.
Nils Karlsson?
Yes.
Arne Pearson?
Yes, sure. Oh, my goodness, yes, yeah. We were the ones that used to go down there swimming in the Rock River.
Oh, that was the game.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And Philip had a cousin. What was his name? And Philip made his home with them. I think Nils did too first when they first came over, you know. Yeah, I know.
You mentioned Rådström. He was a player on the soccer team.
Yes, Rådström, sure.
But he was the same one that you worked for in 1941.
Oh, sure. Ulla Rådström.
Ulla Rådström.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we...
So you went with them then on to Rockford and Chicago and...
Yes, quite a bit. Well, not... I did up until... When I came over here for the Davenport side, I did go with the German. I got to know some of the German boys on their team, you know. They had a team here in Davenport.
So you played then also?
Well, I didn't play, actually. A few games when they were short, you know. You got to have practice from the time you were little for that stuff, you know. But I know a couple of times they were short, you know, and I filled in, you know. But... I got to know through the Swedish soccer team, you know, I got to know some of those German boys. Well, then, when I come over on this side, you know, I didn't have a car when I first come over here. So they used to come, they had games down here in the West End, you know. The German boys, they used to come and pick me up, you know, and I used to go with them. See, so. Mm-hmm. Then we went into Turner and had, because there was before... Well, the probation was still on, I guess, when I first knew them, you know. We used to go down to Central, Turner Central, you know. And
well, there where they had the gymnastics and boxing and wrestling
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah. The most time, I used to box quite a bit.
You did box?
Quite a bit, yes. Just for the fun of it, you know. But I knew... Kid Leonard out in East Moline, I don't know if you heard of him.
I heard the name, yes.
Yes, and he used to come, we had a club up...
Was he a Swede?
No, I think he was Belgium. But we had a club up where Vikings is now. Oh, Vars, they're not there anymore.
You mean on Fort Avenue?
Yes. We had a club up there for many, many years, you know. And we used to go down there and train, you know, a lot, you know. And then when I come on the Davenport side, the Beckman boys, I don't know if you heard of them. One was a fireman, I don't know what I don't know what the other one did, I don't know. But there, that one, you know, he was in the amateur boxing for a long time. He went up to Chicago a couple of times, and I used to train with them down there. But that was in the East Turners, you know. They had a place down there, you know.
Were the Germans more numerous than the Swedes?
You mean in Davenport?
Yeah, I mean, yes, in the Quad Cities. Most of them are living on this side, though.
The Germans did, yes. You know, when I came here 50 years ago, there was nothing unusual. For fact, there was, I don't think, a store in Davenport that didn't have somebody that could speak German. And there was nothing unusual to hear people go and speak the German language on the sidewalk, you know.
But no Swedish spoken on this side then?
Not on this side so much.
So very few Swedes here then on this side?
That, I think. Well, there were some, but not very many. The most of them were on the other side, you know.
So you were in the athletics, but I had no insurance.
No.
You were not afraid for nosebleeds?
No. I went with trained with some of them pretty good boxers, you know. We had a lot of fun. I never went took it serious, you know. We had a couple of times when I went exhibitions, you know, and things like that.
Were you a welterweight then?
Yeah, I was. I weighed around 170 pounds. You know.
Oh, then you were up in the higher classes.
Yeah. Now I'm a little higher than that. I'm about 10 pounds too heavy now. But you know, it was funny, I went about 172, 173 when I came over, and I stayed that way for, I bet you, 40 years. Even after Ann and I got married, you know, I didn't gain. But then all of a sudden, now I'm up a little higher. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So you were well built then, with a lot of muscles and
yeah, I
tuning them up every week.
For my size, I think I was pretty husky guy, you know.
So you had a trainer then? He was a German. In boxing, for instance.
No trainer really. No, we just, you know, full run.
Yes, full run.
But you take Beckman's brother. I can't think of his name. Hank Beckman, you know, he was a good boxer. He went up in amateur for quite high, you know. But then I don't know where he is now.
Was he on the Moline side?
No, he was on this side. They lived in East Davenport. And Beckman, he was with the fire. He worked with my brother-in-law on the fire department. And there was another fellow with the name of Liebeck. He was a good boxer, you know. They were all from East Davenport, you know, real tough.
So you had the full circle then of activities, soccer and the swimming in Rock River and boxing?
Sure. Just for fun, I mean, I was nothing serious, you know.
So did you have a lot of followers looking at the matches and the exhibitions and so on? Like the old Swedes, no, what did they say? They were fooling around only.
Yeah, right? That's it, you know. Well, I know sometimes when we had them up there at the Viking Hall, we had that place filled, you know, but they were not on to me. I mean, we had some fellows that come in. I know one time I went with a fellow from Rockford. I didn't know him from Adam. And we went, I forget now, 4 or 5 rounds or something like that, you know. But I don't remember what the charge, I don't think the shorts anything was more or less for fun of it, I guess. But I know we had a place filled with people, I know, yeah.
So exhibitions, you were using face guards then? No,
I don't ever remember even having thing over my ears.
You were never knocked out?
No, I never was knocked down. I got a couple good swings, but no, I never remember I hit the floor.
So you stopped in time then before you...
Yeah.
Well,
there's one girl that I went with the dial out in California. She didn't like it. She thought I would get hurt, you know. And I don't know if I quit the country. I think what I really quit was... Well, I did go down at Northwest Turner or... East Turner quite a bit after I come over to their side, you know.
So the Turners, they were really big though in sports and athletics?
Yes.
Did they also have for the girls something, activities? Or only boys?
I don't think that they had anything. No, of course, they have available and all that stuff. I know my sister-in-law, you know, and she's up in her 60s, and they still play up at Northwest Turner.
What do they play?
Volleyball.
Volleyball?
Yeah.
But you can't remember way back to if they play basketball or volleyball? Or
I don't think so.
Or gymnastics? Were you in gymnastics?
No, no.
But the Germans, they were great on that.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of, when I first came over to Davenport, there were several of the boys that did belong to the basketball team there that they couldn't even talk as good English as I did, you know, at the time, you know. But we were friends, you know, and they always came up and picked me up in the afternoon, you know. And they, most of the time when they played on Sunday afternoons. They had a field out there in the West End, you know. So
that was way back.
Yeah, it was in
the
early 30s, yes.
So you met a lot of people during during the years. And
did you see who was looking at you?
Yes.
No hair looking this other window.
Yeah, the bird.
I got a little box.
Yeah, two birds. Yeah. Well, it's been interesting talking to you, Einar. And
oh, yeah.
I have to say thank you very much.
It's all right.
It's part of history.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for you giving us part of it.
You want a little more coffee before you go?
Och det var slut på intervju med Einar Karlsson, Davenport, Iowa. Och det är idag den 17 januari 1986. End av intervjun.